You've heard of him on Triple M Footy, and he's potentially sold or rented you a property somewhere in the GV. Let's talk footy with Peter Cardamone.
Carters, how are we, mate?
G'day, boys. To have your company. Hey, it's a beautiful Thursday morning. But I'll tell you now, there's a bit going on with AFL footy, and there's a bit going on with players retiring with head boxes, players not playing this week because of personal reasons. Mate, I get the head knocks. Can't have personal reasons at the AFL elite level. They've got enough time and they've got enough support behind the scenes to turn up and play and play a part of. They're contracted and they've got to play unless injured.
Do you think the club has a right to be annoyed when they do take that sit out? Because I think they tried to yep. really walk a line.
Yeah, big time. And there's a bit going on behind the scenes. So Jamari Ugal-Hagan, this is where I'm going. So he's not playing this week for personal reasons. So unless there's a death in the family, and I understand that, and that's okay. But if it's a mental health issue or potentially whatever it might be, and I'm not just talking about Jamari Ugal-Hagan here, I'm talking about AFL football in general. There's a lot of pressure on these guys, but they knew what they signed up for, and they're getting paid extremely well. And, you know, there's a lot of money at stake, but the clubs, there's going to be major issues between players, AFL Players Association, the AFL and players over the next 3 to 5 years. You can see it. It is coming a mile away. So, yeah, interesting times. Hey, let me rip into a bit of footy. Thursday night footy and Kilda take on the Western Bulldogs, as I've mentioned. No Jamari Ugal-Hagan. Roy Hobbs back for the Bulldogs. Tommy Liberatore, he's out. Interesting too, injured last week. It said he did his ankle, but he collapsed on the ground again. The game is so fast, and as you saw with Taylor with GWS, a mate of mine was calling on Blem, and Baz Dennis said we thought we were going to lose this bloke during the ball. Like, that's how serious that collision was. And when you've got blokes who are 6'4" and they're serious athletes and they're running into each other, it is only a matter of time, in my opinion, that we are have a major serious incident at the elite level. As you can see with Murphy retiring from the Collingwood Footy Club after 50-odd games, you know, the AFL are under a lot of pressure as well. So yes, there you go. So I've got up on my pedestal this morning, haven't I, boys? But hopefully it's not negative. Hey, St Kilda, they'll beat the Bulldogs. St Kilda will beat the Bulldogs.
It's coming
from my heart. I'm very passionate about the game, but I'm also concerned about, you know, the players get a lot of money, and I'm seeing a lot more personal reasons. Mm. Well, if that's the case, you know, make sure you're loyal at the end of your contract, because all of a sudden they want to go home for personal reasons.
Right, take us out to Adelaide right now. Carter's Crows and Dons.
I think Crows after, you know, defeating a red-hot Carlton last week, they'll beat the Bombers at home pretty comfortably on Friday night footy too. I think the Bombers, you know, they're hot and cold, and unfortunately it won't be enough. Hey, Collingwood, they take on Port Adelaide. This is a ripper. It's Saturday footy, 1:45, MCG. Port Adelaide, they have leg speed to burn. I think they'll beat Collingwood, unfortunately, for the Maggies. I just don't think they're on. As we know, they're not on. They've only won the one game. Port Adelaide, they're the real deal. I think they'll beat Collingwood. Carlton and the Giants. Can the Blues rebound? And Giants play good footy, especially when they come to Marvel. Quick. No Taylor, though. That's a big loss. He's not going to be able to man up on one of the Giants, obviously. From Carlton. So in saying that, I think the Blues can rebound. I think they'll beat the Giants at Marvel Stadium Saturday footy. Brisbane Lions take on the Cats. As much as Brisbane are sitting 10th and the Cats second, my opinion is I know last week Geelong, and they were really good against disappointing North Melbourne. So I'm going for the Brisbane Lions. I think they'll beat the Cats. And I just don't be surprised if Danaher gets off the leash and kicks 5 or 6. He's just got that look in his eye at the moment. The West Coast Eagles play the Dockers in the Derby. West Coast coming off a win. Can they beat the Dockers, boys? What do you think?
If you're going to back it up with another win, I think everyone over in West Coast is very excited to do that. I don't think they get it done. I think they're sort of going to go probably trending towards what my Hawks are going to do this week and then bottle it again. But Freo looking better than West Coast.
If there's any time that they can beat Fremantle coming for win, it'll be this week. And I don't think beat Fremantle, but it'll be a lot closer than you think. And I'm reckon there's going to be a bit of spite in this. Fremantle for me. Sydney take on the Suns. You'd like to think that Sydney would win, but the Suns are competitive. Don't worry about that. But Sydney, they are a serious, serious team, as we already know. And I'm calling this one. It is a blockbuster, let me tell you. 18-17. I just can't wait. Seriously. You know, there's times when you... Mate, I'm very blessed. I've called AFL footy for 21 years. And, you know, these are the blockbuster Sunday footy. And I looked at the schedule and thought, for personal reasons, I just pull out, but I better not. So, Melbourne take on Hawthorn. I'm going for the Hawks to win, and they'll win in this round of footy. So there you go, boys. There's a wrap up on Triple M. Make sure you take a listen. This Thursday night rub, Friday night rub, Saturday Dead Set Legends. You can follow us on this as well. Everyone knows it. We love footy on Triple M. We're a bit cheeky, but for McDonald's or hot water, Triple M rocks footy. Have a good weekend.